There are no surprises with the survey. I suppose we have a lot of work to do in this area in terms of bed capacity, in terms of staffing and in terms of ICT, and we need investment in bed capacity, staffing and ICT to address our issues, because we know how busy Sligo has been over the last year in terms of presentations to the emergency department. We've probably one of the highest numbers per head of population of numbers now presented to an emergency department in the country after Limerick. So it's very concerning. There are too many people waiting on corridors. And what's more worrying is that this seems to become a type of normality where it's semi-accepted. So we can never accept people waiting on beds, waiting on a trolley in a corridor. And the survey outlines the risks that are associated with that.
The opposition would say, though, that this situation, the trolley crisis, has spiralled under Fine Gael's watch. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I'd say very clearly that we have more people presenting to emergency departments than in the history of our state. You know, healthcare has become a lot more complex. We have a shortage of consultants effectively and GPs across the country right now, so there's no quick fix solution. But the bottom line is that we have to invest in bed capacity, not only at Sligo but across the country. And while we're looking forward to a contract being signed in the not too distant future for additional 42 beds at Sligo, that isn't going to be the answer to our problem, because we need probably double that going forward to cope with the numbers that we're going to see as our population grows.